Rejecka News. You need to know. Now.
Die Tweede Rustenburg in Mombela 31, Johannesburg in Tsenin 30 graden.
It is a great day for the traffic. We have no incidents, no delays. Everything's flowing smoothly.
President Cyril Ramaphosa het sy diepe meegevoel betuig na die dood van 13 Suid-Afrikaanse weermagslede in die Demokratiese Republiek van die Kongo. Hulle was deel van 'n vredesmag. Ramaphosa loof die soldate se opoffering en beklemtoon Suid-Afrika se militêre teenwoordigheid is nie 'n oorlogverklaring teen enige land nie, maar deel van vredespogings. Patco sê sy dienste is ontwrig na meer as 50 busse die week by sy Mpumalanga depots in die brand gesteek is. Twee verdagtes is intussen in hegtenis geneem. Dani Malherbe, hoofbestuurder van Patco, sê die gebrande busse verteenwoordig 10% van die vloot van 500.
Those tickets have an extended validity of 30 to 60 days, so the trips which are not used now can be used at a later stage. And our buses should be all back in operation, fully covered by Monday, and we will continue to protect our assets.
Die Satswane het kommer uitgespreek na 'n rooftog by die Hercules Kliniek in Pretoria. 'N Vroulike sekuriteitswag wat by die kliniek gewerk het, is gewond toe rowers toegang tot 'n stoorkamer wou kry. Die metro se woordvoerder Lindela Mashego.
Hercules Kliniek is not merely a building. It is a symbol of our commitment to health and progress. It is imperative that we all play our part in safeguarding it by remaining vigilant and reporting any suspicious activities to authorities.
Die MK-partyleier Jacob Zuma se dogter sal môre in die Durban Landdroshof verskyn op aanklagte wat verband hou met die Julie 2021 betogings. Daar word beweer dat sy met haar sosiale media plasings een van die aanhitsers was. Nashira Soetjal berig.
It is not yet clear what charges she will face. During the unrest, several posts were made about the violence on what was believed to be Zuma Sambudla's Twitter account. In November 2022, the NPA in KZN was asked if Zuma Sambudla was among dozens of people under investigation for instigating the looting and vandalism that left over 300 people dead and cost the economy billions of rands. At the time, the provincial director for public prosecutions only said that the matter was not easy to deal with as sufficient evidence was needed.
En die lughawensmaatskappy van Suid-Afrika het 'n wins van meer as 400 miljoen rand vir die 2023 en 2024 boekjaar behaal. Dit is die eerste sedert die COVID-19 pandemie. Dit het oor die afgelope paar jaar insienlike finansiële verliese in die gesig gestaar. Vir meer besoek checkaroundfm.com en klik op news. Ek is Chanel Septima, top story at this hour. President Cyril Ramaphosa has expressed his deepest condolences following the deaths of 13 South African National Defence Force soldiers in the DRC.
30 minutes of more music you love. Every hour across your workday.
It's awesome!
On Checkaround FM.
Another banger. Baby, calm down, calm down. This your body, it puts in my heart for lockdown, for lockdown, oh lockdown. Yo, you sweet life, Fanta, Fanta. If I tell you, say I love you, no day for me, young girl, oh young girl. No, tell me, no, 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 oh, 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 oh. Baby, come give me your lo, 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 lo. Then I start to feel a bum bum. But she did give me small, small. I know, say she's a deep person.